So, someone very special to me created a pattern for my Nora toy, and I thought it would be fun. So, maybe fun for me to try and get through the whole pattern and read like a short chapter of a book. This might be something totally stupid, and I might not like this. So, that's okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and try it. So in the beginning, it was a nice day. All the days had been nice. There had been rather more than seven of them so far, and rain hadn't been invented yet. But clouds massing east of Eden suggested that the first thunderstorm was on its way, and it was gonna be a big one. The angel at the eastern gate put his wings over his head to shield himself from the first drops. "I'm sorry," he said politely. "What was it you were saying?" "I said that one went down like a lead balloon," said the serpent. "Oh, yes," said the angel, whose name was Aziraphale. "Think it was a bit of an overreaction, to be honest," said the serpent. "I mean, first offense and everything. Can't see what's so bad about knowing the difference between good and evil, anyway." "It must be bad," reasoned Aziraphale, in the slightly concerned tones of one who can't see it either, and is worrying about it. "Otherwise, you wouldn't have been involved. They just said, 'Get up there and make some trouble,'" said the serpent, whose name was Crawley. Even though he was thinking of changing it now, Crawley, he decided, was not him. "Yes, but you're a demon. I'm not sure if it's actually possible for you to do good," mountain or a long way off. Makes you wonder what he's really planning. Best not to speculate, really," said Aziraphale. "You can't second guess ineffability, I always say. There's the right and there's the wrong. If you do wrong, then you're told to do right. You deserve to be punished." They sat in embarrassed silence, Crawley said. "Didn't you have a flaming sword?" Said the angel. "A guilty ex a guilty expression passed across his face and then came back down and camped there." "You did, didn't you?" said Crawley. "It flamed like anything. Well, it looked very impressive, I thought." "Yes, but well, lost it, have you?" "Oh no, not exactly. Lost more." "Well," Aziraphale looked wretched. "If you must know," he said, trying to sleep, "I gave it away." Crawley stared up at him. "Well, he had to," said the angel, rubbing his hands distractedly. "An almighty row, but you might be needing this sword, so here it is. Don't bother to thank me. Just do everyone a big favor and don't let the sun go down on you here. He gave Crawley a worried grin. That was the best course, wasn't it? I'm not sure it's actually possible for you to do evil, said Crawley sarcastically. Aziraphale didn't notice the tone. Oh, I do hope so, he said. I really do hope so. It's been worrying me all afternoon. Fuck, I'm almost done with this chapter, thank God. They watched the rain for a while. Funny thing is, said Crawley, I keep wondering whether the apple thing wasn't the right thing to do as well. A demon can get into real trouble doing the right thing, he nudged the angel. Funny if we both got it wrong, eh? Funny if I did the good thing and you did the bad one. Not really, said Aziraphale. Crawley looked at the rain. No, he said, sobering up. I suppose not. Sleep-back curtains tumbled over Eden. Thunder growled among the hills. The animals, freshly named, cowering from the storm. Far away in the dripping woods, something bright and fiery flickered among the trees. It was gonna be a dark and stormy